The following program is presented by Kevin Shorey Ministries, whose mission is to fulfill the Great Commission by spreading the word that Jesus is the answer for this world today. Live from Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee, it's time once again for another edition of AM Kevin, starring evangelist, composer, and gospel artist Kevin Shorey and the entire AM Kevin Club gang. And now, reaching coast to coast and around the world with the message that Jesus is the answer for this world today, is your host, Kevin Shorey.
Well, isn't it a great day to serve the Lord? I am so glad you're watching today. Today is a fun day. It is a day of rejoicing because Rick Allen King is here, but it's also, he brings the greatest songs that bring anointing, and I'm looking at the wrong camera, and I just love when he's here. Ladies and gentlemen, to sing a great, my friend Gordon Jensen song, great classic. I'm so glad you brought this one because lately I've been doing a lot of crying, but tears are language. God understands. Rick Allen King, come on.
Often you wonder why tears come into your eyes, and burdens seem to be much more than you can stand. But God is standing near. He sees your falling tears. Tears are understands. God sees the tears of a broken hearted soul. He sees each tear and he hears them when they fall. God weeps along with man and takes him by the hand. Tears are language God understands. When grief has left you low, it causes tears to flow, for things have not turned out the way that you had planned. But God won't forget you. His promises are true. Tears are understand. God sees the tears of a broken hearted soul. He sees each tear and he hears them when they fall. God weeps along with man and takes him by the hand. Tears are language God understands.
best. Here's our language. God understands. The one and the only, the great, renowned gospel artist, Rick Allen King. And he's coming back. And, of course, you know he's going to do our favorite song. He's going to do his hit song, I think, next. It's in the top, right? I still believe.
It was.
Wow. That's awesome. Awesome, awesome. Rick Allen King, he is coming back for sure to share more with us, including a great a song around this time of Holy Week. You know, Jesus was sent into the Garden of Gethsemane. It's there that I believe that he really died to himself. It's where he said, "Not my will, Lord, but your will be done." And that's where he really went. I'm glad you're watching. Larry's in the house. Daris and Judy, Sherry, Nancy and Isaiah, the Idaho folks. You ever ministered much in Idaho?
It's been many years.
I know, me too. I want to go back. It's so beautiful up there, for sure. Mel and Catherine in Virginia and Joyce down in Florida. Love you guys. And, of course, what we want to do right now is pray for you and believe with God for you and open up this program in a word of prayer. Let me tell you, tears are language. God understands. And maybe you've been crying. Maybe things are just going different than what you thought it would be. Maybe you feel like you're at the end of your rope. Maybe you feel like maybe you lost your job. Maybe you're sick in body. And maybe you've been given the diagnosis. My friend, his wife was just given the diagnosis of pancreatic cancer. And, for some, it can be a death sentence. But I want you to know, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. God has an answer for you. God, we thank you that you are the God that heals, that you are the God that saves and delivers, sets free, restores. Restore families right now. Bring healing to people's bodies right now. Touch ministries. I see Pastor Day is in the house, Pastor Beatty and all the different ministries. Be with them. Rick and Lana, we pray for them every day and our partner prayers on Monday night. And God, whatever God, you're doing through them, I ask them coming to the other side victorious and doing great things, healing for Lana, and healing and strength and blessing and favor and increase for our friends Rick and Lana, Alex and his mama Elizabeth, and Ma Bell and her mom going through some health issues. But God, you will strengthen. God, we can claim healing because your word says we can. The word says you sent your word and healed every disease, that healing is the children's bread, and by your stripes we're healed, and by the same power that raised you from the dead, you will quicken our mortal bodies. I thank you for your word. I thank you for the stripes laid upon your back for our healing. I thank you for the power of God and the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus that causes demons to tremble. I speak blessing for every career business that those that are listening may enter into, and every endeavor transaction will be successful. Every goal will be met. Every God-given dream will be accomplished. And most of all, whether in ministry or in business, God, we proclaim we will not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. God, we need a renewal, revival, awakening. We can call it anything, but we know most of what we need is America to come back to God. So from our house to every church house, all the way to the White House, let God arise and his enemies be scattered, I pray. Let us be one nation under God, with liberty and justice again, we pray. Bring peace into Israel, the Ukraine, and in Russia. And we thank you, God, that you hear our prayers. And every good and perfect gift comes from you. We receive whatever you have for us right now. Every good healing, every good blessing of favor and increase and success. We receive fruitfulness, everything. In the name that's above every name, bless and touch your people. Heal our friend Karen. And Ruth is watching, said to let you know she's watching from YouTube. And I'm so thankful. Somebody say amen. Praise God. Be with Joyce, Charlene. Charlene's not only moving, but now her vision, she's having to get her vision taken care of. But be with Charlene and Joyce. They both lost their husbands last year. And so it's what Lana dreams of. But, you know, for some... I'm kidding.
Did you hear that one? Yeah. That was, I'm already started. Your mic is turned off because I don't want to hear anything from you. But I'm I love him so much, and I look for the days when he's on here. I mean this from my heart. I might start crying because I know it's going to be an easier day for me because you carry the load so well with the songs and the anointing and you share. And I'm just kidding. I did have you turned down, but just because I had the reverb on. And if you have something to say, you can say it, but you don't have to.
You don't want me to get started.
No, not yet. When you sit in the chair, when you're in the hot seat, then you can get started.
All right.
But you can celebrate because every day's a holiday. You can celebrate with us, you know, whichever way you want because this is a day the Lord has made, and every day we celebrate a holiday. And it was hard to find a holiday for March 27th. It really was. What's March 27th? But I found one. It's weird, but it's a real holiday. Larry?
Every day is a holiday, celebrating some person, place, or thing. And here at AM Kevin, we'd love to acknowledge each and every one. Here's Kevin with today's special day.
So today is actually, somebody called it National Joe Day. Just Joe. Nobody here's named Joe.
Joe.
But yes, it honors all the people named Joe, including our president, Joe Biden, right? It honors everybody named Joe. It invites you to have a cup of Joe. See? Well, this is oolong tea from Laura. Where is Laura? Is Laura in the house?
Yeah, where's Laura?
That's Indiana. And,
yes,
you know,
up in Brazil, Indiana.
She does not want to miss a fellow Indianian.
Hoosier.
That's right, a Hoosier.
We're Hoosiers, yes.
You are Hoosiers. I like that. I gave away a prize of the Hoosier movie just the other day on our game day. Yeah. You don't come in on game day and play. Mm-hmm. You should play. I bet you'd know. There's Laura doing my Bible study with my friend as I'm watching. Okay, so she's there.
Hi,
Patty's
Laura.
In the house. Patty in Missouri. Yes. Patty and Bud, we love them. We love Miss Patty. And she's a preacher.
A preacher.
Oh, man.
A preacher.
She can preach. She gets on Facebook, but I have some of her writings she sent me, and I read them occasionally, you know, when I see them again, because I've saved them, and she can preach. Laura says, hi, Rick. So happy National Joe Day. And so in honor of National Joe Day, I'm no longer Kevin. You're no longer Rick. We're Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
See, exactly. So that's what you're... So in honor of Joe Day, I actually found... Hey, Mark and Becky Dean are watching.
Hi, Becky.
Joe. Do you know them?
Yeah.
Oh.
We old buds.
You know everybody. Uh-huh. He was telling me he knows Sandy Kay, who was here the other day.
Yeah, I've known her for years.
Yes. You know who's coming on the program?
Who?
Friday.
Erlene
Mandrell.
Erlene.
One of the men. I bet you know the Mandrell sisters.
I have met. I've met him. I'm not friends, but yes, I have met him.
Well, yes, I'm not friends yet, but I'm hoping we can be, unless I really mess that up.
Well, you probably will.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, tomorrow, though, do you know David Smith? David and Carrie Smith. She sings great. He plays guitar.
Oh, yes.
Played for Oak Ridge Boys.
Yes, I know who that is.
Yeah, see, he knows.
Well,
everybody.
I've been around forever, you know.
It's true. He's a lot older than he looks. He surprises me. You don't have to tell the age.
Yeah, no, and I got a birthday coming up week after next.
Oh,
and it's one
birthday.
Of them that I don't want to have.
It's a big one?
And it's in a zero.
A big one, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
30.
Yeah. You know, I don't want you to tell the age, because when you tell me, you shock me, because I don't see you as that. You know, there was a holiday. Somebody made a holiday. Don't act your age, or don't, what was it? Something of your age. Age is just a number day or
poor
something
old Joe,
like that.
He ain't doing well today.
Joe can't figure it out. It's like, it was a don't worry about the number day or something like that, which is so true. Really, it's just you don't act your age. That's what it was, day.
Yeah.
Which you never do anyway. I don't ever do. But,
He never has.
We never will. Why grow up? There's
no, I'm not
going to
grow up.
Yeah. What?
No, I'm not going to grow up.
No, don't.
No.
Well, okay. I don't know that you'll want to be on in the shot when I do this first Joe. I have two Joe jokes. All right. All right, Joe, you ready?
Yes, Joe, I am.
All right. Joe walks into a bar.
I know this one.
Now, people do go into bars, so I'm not promoting it, nor would I ever promote it. But Joe was drunk, or he got drunk, and he says, "Give me one more, whatever the drink is." And the bartender says, this is one we don't tell in church, but my people are very cool.
Are they
my
cool?
People, they are, and they understand that I don't promote bars or anything like that. Hi, Miss LaDonna. Hey, LaDonna, I'm going to call you because I am now out of tumblers. I'm going to tell about that in just a second.
Hey,
so
LaDonna.
Stay tuned, LaDonna. I got to get a couple more. Laura says, Barbara Mendel is my childhood favorite. She's so beautiful and talented. I want to be just like her. I know. Well, I never wanted to be like her, but I did want to date Erlene.
Well,
I know. Everybody did. And she's going to be right here.
Right there.
I mean, all of mine, other than Farrah Fawcett, I have met all my teenage heartthrobs. Erlene was one. Oh, now, Marie Osmond, I love Marie.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
I watch Donnie Marie faithfully every Friday night. And Marie, I haven't met. Maybe that will happen. I don't know. Does she live in Nashville?
I don't know.
They all live in Utah. But yeah. Erlene, Debbie Boone I've met. Got to sing with Debbie
you
Boone.
You light up my life.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I'm not making him stand in the corner, by the way, just so you know.
I've stood in many a corner.
He's about to do another song. I'm trying to get to this joke. Larry, calm down. Hold on. Fritzy, hi, Miss Fritzy. It's a crazy day. Everybody's talking. I'm trying to read, but I've got to get to set up the Larry. He gets hurt if I don't play the videos that he made for these special things.
Now, Larry, calm
no, he
down.
Doesn't.
I mean, Joe, calm down.
Yeah, his name is not Larry. It's Joe. It's Everybody's Joe. That way we can...
Well, it's time for Kevin's Joke of the Day.
Okay, with fear and trepidation, I'm going to finish this joke. Joe gets drunk. Joe's in the bar. He's drunk. And he says, give me one more. What's a liquor? I don't know. Whiskey?
Yeah.
Scotch?
Yeah.
Something. I think the joke goes scotch, but I don't know what that is. So I'll say whiskey. And I only know that because I watch cowboy movies. All right. So Joe says, give me one more whiskey. And the bartender says, no, you've had enough. You're drunk. Well, I'm going to go somewhere else. 10 minutes later, he comes back into the bar. Give me a whiskey. He says, I told you, you're drunk. I'm not giving you any more to drink. Go. So he leaves. He comes back in again. Give me one more drink. He says, Joe, I told you, you're drunk. I'm not giving you another drink. You've been in here. You know, I'm not giving you another drink. He goes out. He says, I'm going to go to another bar. Goes out and he comes back. He's standing in the doorway. And he says, give me another drink. He said, I'm not giving you another drink. He says, we do not serve drunks at this bar. He says, well, how many bars do you have? This is the fourth one I visited. So anyway, I should have wrote it down. I don't even know. See, you don't even, I'll tell the better one. Are you ready? This
well,
one's
it
better.
It can't be worse.
No, it can't be worse. All right.
I'm all sorry.
Right. Here. It,
I apologize to Joe.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. Let me see if everybody hates me now for telling a bar joke. I don't know.
Oh, you'll get some grief.
I will. Whatever. I'm not going to vindicate it because I think it's dumb anyway. That wasn't he. But you get the idea. He walked in. He thought he'd been to four different bars. And he says, "Well, you own a lot of bars."
Yeah,
okay.
I got it.
Okay. Well. All right. Now this one is guaranteed to make you laugh. I think this is a good one. Joe bought a horse from a farmer, a rancher. Farmer. He'd be a rancher, wouldn't he, if he had horses?
Yeah.
Joe bought a horse from a guy, and the guy agreed to deliver the horse within the next few days. A couple days later, the farmer drove up to Joe's house and said, sorry, Joe, but I have some bad news. The horse you bought died. Well, Joe says, well, just give me my money back. And the farmer says, can't do that. I spent your money already. Joe said, okay, bring me the dead horse. Farmer says, what are you going to do with the dead horse? He said, I'm going to raffle him off. The farmer said, you can't raffle off a dead horse. Joe said, sure I can. I just won't tell anybody he's dead. A month later, the farmer met up with Joe and says, what happened with that dead horse raffle? He said, I sold 500 raffle tickets at $5 a piece, and I made a profit of $2,495. The farmer said, did anyone complain? Joe said, just the guy who won, so I gave him his $5 back. Wait a minute. Laughter.
Poor old Joe.
Just so Larry doesn't cry.
And that was Kevin's joke of the day.
I'm so glad I have rescue in Rick Allen King today, or Joe. He's going to sing his hit song in a second. But I want to encourage you, if you're not a partner, believe me, we don't just tell bar jokes or Joe jokes, but it is Joe Day. Marie lives in Las Vegas, Laura says. All right. Okay. Pastor Beatty is laughing about my joke. So there we go. I'm vindicated. I'm okay then. There you go.
He must have been to the bar.
He must.
No. No, I'm stop. Just joking.
Stop.
Just joking.
Wait a minute. He said that. I didn't say it. Just so you know what the picture, what he looks
just
like.
Joking.
Pastor Ken. Listen. This oolong tea is in this wonderful Kevin, AM Kevin Club mug. Become a partner today. $11 a month, and we'll send you our monthly newsletter. You get the mug, and you just get the inside information and the blessing of knowing that your every penny is going to reach people, whether it's in social media. You know, in a couple of weeks, I'm preaching in Arkansas, and then a week after that in Florida. You know, we're going, doing everything we can to lead people to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the number one thing we want to do, to let people know that Jesus is the answer for this world today. And Larry says, no, he sold the horse. I don't know what that. I get him late. I don't know what that. Anyway. But will you help us today? And we have my purple special one here, but the other ones are, the regular ones are the full regular color, multicolored. This was like a mistake that I love because it's all purple, my favorite color. And in this tumbler comes a metal straw. You get a cleaner. Oh, it's good cold water. And we're asking if you give $41, because we've been in ministry for 41 years, that we will send you the tumbler for $41, plus pick any two gifts off of our website. It's scrolling by right now, website, www.kevinshorey.com. Like the T-shirt, the Kevin Shorey Show T-shirt, the ball cap I'm wearing, not this one, but a new one. And you can pick any, not one, but two bonus gifts with the tumbler, all yours, $41 for helping us go another year strong, letting people know that Jesus is the answer for this world today. And I just am so thankful for all of you that are partners. And I just ask those that get a blessing, maybe feed off this ministry regularly, that you will help us. We'll probably go to lunch afterwards, and guess what they expect? They expect, after they fed us, for us to pay for it. And, you know, it's not being forced on you, but if you are being fed or you're being blessed in any way by our program, and you know that we will bless others and we are blessing others and leading people to Christ, then give a gift today. $41 is great, but you can start with $11. And if you'll do that every month, you know, it adds up for us. It helps very much. We got a brand new out of Kansas. Travis is our newest AM Kevin Club. Before that, Deborah out of Michigan. And we're just so thankful for the new partners. And if we can't get just so many, because we don't even have 50, I'm just going to be honest. If we had 100 partners, Joe, if we had 100 partners, I wouldn't have to take time like I'm doing right now. And he could do even extra songs. So pray about what you can do. And be blessed as you give, and be blessed as you know souls are being credited to your account. Yeah. And now the big hit song. I love it. Rick Allen King is coming to sing. I still believe in Jesus. Here he is.
I believe him when he tells me that he died to save my soul. And I will follow when he calls me. I have given him control. And I know that he will take me to a promised new land. He won't fail me, he's with me. Upon this hope I stand. I still believe in Jesus. No matter what some men may say, proven that he will be faithful and true. I still believe in the power of his name. And I believe him, and my track just stopped when he tells me that he will be my dearest friend. I forgot my words now. Without failing, that he will never lie. And he's peace in life's dark hours when it seems all hope is gone. He's right there with me. Always, he gives me strength to carry on. I still believe in Jesus. No matter what some men may say, he has proven that he will be faithful and true. I still believe in the power of his name. I still believe in Jesus. No matter what some men may say, he has proven that he will be faithful and true.
Backwards. Come on, that's awesome. Man, the notes he had to hit for that too. Thank God, thank God. I still believe in Jesus and always. Who wrote that song?
I don't know. When I recorded it.
That's a great song.
Can y'all see little
shadow?
Come here, shadow.
That's your shadow?
Come here, turn around. Come here.
No, it's my
Turn around. Say hello. Say hello to the camera.
That is Shadow.
That's Shadow. That's my little Shadow.
I'm so
She's
glad
a miniature
you
Australian
her.
Shepherd.
She's beautiful.
All right, now go back to Mama. Go on.
I'm glad you
go
brought
Go back
her.
To Mama. I don't know. When I recorded the song, my producer, Donnie Sumner, he pitched that song to me.
Yes.
And I didn't like it at first. And he said, no, you need to do it. So I did it, and it's been the biggest song I've ever had in 50 years of traveling.
He's smart.
So we researched, and it's a song that he had done years ago.
But you couldn't find
it? No, nothing. So it's my song, but what a message in that song. Yeah,
let me put on my phone on plane mode so that it doesn't stop your track again. I am so sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right.
Because we're playing through my phone, and then it's...
Oh. Poor old Joe. He's kind of pitiful, isn't he?
I know, Joe. I'm so sorry. But and Donna says, "Aw, Shadow. That's awesome." And everybody's clapping. Great job. Amazing, says Becky Dean.
Thank you, Becky.
They love it. I love it. I love when you're here. I meant I like being when here. I said that because I just feel more relaxed. I feel like, you know, I
well, you don't have to
yesterday.
Do nothing. Just be yourself.
Yeah.
I'm just me.
I mean, I had the Honorable Mayor yesterday. I've got Erling Mandrill coming. I mean, I'm going to be a nervous wreck, but, well, I mean, I won't be a nervous wreck, but I will be more.
Well, it's an honor to
anticipating
have
a great yeah. program. And you, I know it's going to be great. And I don't have to do as much because you carry it because you're so anointed and so great. You know, I have an uncle down in Florida who loves, I can't believe he's not on. He probably forgot. But he'll watch and he'll call me. He'll say, that is my favorite guest you have.
You got a good uncle.
Yeah, he's pretty cool. He does.
Is his name Joe?
He loves you. Today it is. Everybody's Joe, right? There's LaDonna Joe, there's Laura Joe, Becky Joe, Larry Joe.
Lana Joe's over there.
Lana Joe, Shadow Joe. Yeah, all the Joe. I'm married to Cindy Joe. It's not really, but on Joe Day. But who? I wonder why they decided it would be.
I don't know. I don't understand all the national
But I like
days.
That there's something to celebrate every day.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
just the idea. That's why I do it. It's kind of funny, but it's also just seriously. You know, because
have some fun.
Tough times come. I know they never come to you, but they come my way all the time, hitting me back. But, you know, at the same time that tough times come our way and pass us by, great moments pass us by, too. Great opportunities yeah. and blessings of the Lord. So I try to focus on those and reach for those, and it helps. Because usually those are the blessings that cancel out the problem, you know. We just have to look for them.
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you, in your... You know, now that you're about to hit a big number, so you've been around, but even in ministry since you're like five, right?
I mean, yeah, when I was about six or seven, I started singing with my mama.
See? And so.
And then sang with her, you know, then we had our own trio up in Indiana, which was very successful for a few yeah. years. And then when Daddy's health took bad, I moved to down here to Nashville, and I've done a little bit of everything, sang with him, and now I'm just doing a solo ministry and still doing pretty good at my age.
Yeah, no, you're great. I don't even want you to say your age, though, because I just can't believe that it's just a number. You are proof that it's just a number because you do so many. You sing and minister, but you also, you do the podcast. Are you still doing the Thursday? I thought I saw you the last Thursday night. Or
I'll be doing the next one April 25th. Just me and my piano this time.
Love
no
that.
Track, just going to sit down and probably do a hymns. Oh. Just an evening of the great old hymns of the church.
Yeah, that you know. Is, that's worth watching for.
Yeah.
I mean, but you do so many other things, and you're just so multiply... yes. Hi, Wesley Franklin, wherever you're from. Wesley, tell me what state you're watching from. Montana's in the house.
Montana.
Hi, Miss Ellen. I sent you a package just the other day. She got the tumbler. Yay, isn't that nice? The tumbler. Do you remember you were here with Ray and LaDonna mm-hmm. Cooper when they introduced the
yeah.
tumbler?
Mm-hmm.
And so now we make it our 41st anniversary gift to folks.
That's great.
No, it's cool. So... Do you celebrate an anniversary of ministry? I mean, your birthday's coming up, but your ministry, I mean, you said you started about six or seven, so that
yeah,
would mean...
I mean, I used to stand on the front pew of the church when I was a little bitty kid, because I was always real short, still short, you know, and sing with Mama. I sang that real high as a little boy before puberty set in. I sang that high soprano part.
It didn't change much.
Well, I still sing
that
high.
Song, yeah, that song you just sang.
That's a high C.
Well, it's a C.
Yeah, that hurt too, folks.
That does.
They hurt now that I'm almost.
I got hurt.
Well, thank you, Lana.
I know.
Did that go across the air?
No, but.
Did anyone hear what she just said?
I don't think so, but. But we can tell people it's a decade more than me. I just turned 60.
Well,
I know, but it's shocking because
I'll be 70 on April the 6th at 5:22 p.m. Wow. 4:22.
Mine
I think
was at
it
2 a.m.
Oh, you had one of them. Was really bad.
My poor mama.
70. I can't believe 70.
I know.
Goodness.
No. You just. And not that that's an old number anymore.
Well, it ain't,
you know,
young.
When you get. No. But when you. It's the halfway mark, but it's the
halfway to what?
No, it's past. Oh, I don't know what I'm saying anymore. Just ever since the barge, I shouldn't have done it. It just brought chaos to the program just by trying to do, and I didn't even tell the punchline right.
No.
You got a new joke for us today? Because you always have joke. You have stories.
Well, Lana, has anything stupid happened to me lately? I mean, that you can think of it a minute, and I'll tell it in a minute.
Oh, Ray and LaDonna are inviting you to Ray's birthday. I can't be there. I'll be in Arkansas preaching. April 7th is Ray's birthday, and they said you can come.
You know what?
Are you gone April 7th? It's a Sunday.
Yep, I'm gone. I'm up in Kentucky.
See?
Thank you for the invitation, though. I appreciate it. I'm in Kentucky that day. Monticello, Kentucky.
Larry says to tell you that, or Joe... Larry Joe says that you are not short. You are height challenged.
No, I'm just short.
I mean, no, you know, you're not.
I'm just a little over 5'6". I used to be 5'7". Now that you get older, you shrink.
And LaDonna's going to be 50 in August. So she's 50. I'm 60. You'll be 70. We're all the
Len
decades.
Len will be 80. And
yes.
Oh, Joe, I mean.
Yeah. That's not nice, was it? No, because we know that you are the
Lana's younger than me.
She is younger. We know.
Yeah.
But, so did you have another story? Let's see. I think I've heard all the funny stories.
Well, no, you haven't heard them all.
Really?
No, in my book, you know, that I'm still writing as I add to.
Forever.
Well, I mean, I just keep adding stuff to it, you know. And, of course, I told the church lady joke. Well, the two times we had the church leave and they prayed for Lana and her wig was coming off. And
what? Did you?
Yes, I told that. It was hilarious.
I don't remember it.
Well, they were.
Tell it again.
Lana was, she had just got over all the cancer then, I think. So she still was in very bad shape.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm singing it. Now, I do not mean to make fun of any church. I don't do that.
No.
So, as in big church down in Georgia. And she was on the front row down there. She runs my sound down there. And the service was like, how do I say this without being rude? The Pentecostal out of control, you know.
Right.
And I mean, I just finally had to quit singing.
Yes.
I just finally had told Lana to cut the track, you know. And they're just getting it out there.
Now I remember the story, but yes.
The for those of you who haven't, I'm
no,
sorry, it's still funny. I looked across, and here comes the church ladies. Y'all know who the church ladies are. Every church has the church ladies. So I looked, and here they come. I was way up in the pulpit, which is real high, looking down here. And they come over toward her. Now, Lana Mae was in her. I call her Lana Mae. Her name's not Lana Mae. She hates it when I call her that, but therefore I call her that.
Well,
and,
try Lana Joe.
Lana Joe today. but here they came, and I thought, oh, my goodness. This little old Lutheran thing I married ain't used to this, you know. And I mean... Lana had on her oxygen, and, you know, she was sitting there, and I think the wheelchair was next to you there, and they start praying for Lana, which, of course, is fine and dandy.
Mm-hmm.
They prayed. And then Joe.
Yes, Joe.
They started praying.
Wow.
Oh, they didn't start praying yet. No, wait a minute.
Oh, it was a prelude to
this
the prayer.
This was a prelude prayer.
The preview to
and
the
all
prelude.
Of a sudden, I look down there, and Lana's going... They're behind her. Her eyes are going, you know, like that. And I thought, I'm going to get her. I'm up there in the pulpit, and I got right, Mike. I said, bless her, Lord. Bless her, Lord. I mean, well, when I did that, it set him free. I mean to tell you, them women commenced jerking, shaking, jumping, hollering, screaming. It was hilarious.
Let's go back, you and me.
No. Well, I looked down there. Then I had walked down there by then. You know, I had to get in on the action.
Yes.
And poor old Anna, bless her heart. As I looked at her, they shook her. She had on this wig, you know, because she'd just gone through cancer. And her wig was long in the back and just had some bangs across here.
Yeah.
Well, by the time them women got through with her, y'all.
Come on.
I mean, that wig would turn completely around in her head, so the long part was in the front. And then she just pulled her hair out so you could see her face. She looked at me and she said, "I'm going to kill you." But I'll tell you one little quick thing about that. I was not making fun of them women.
No.
But there was one lady, bless her heart, she has since passed on. When she reached over and touched Lana, Lana said she just felt heat penetrate through her body.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, listen, there's power in prayer, but this one lady, boom, it was there. So, and you know, that's things like that happened to me on the road, and that's what I'm writing my book about. Goofy things.
I like that.
Singing at the wrong funeral, you know, falling down a flight of steps, getting locked in the bathroom. And
yeah, all that good stuff.
All that. You know, this is funny.
I'd rather be, you know.
My pants fell down once.
A whole DVD of the funniest things happen in church because we can tell stories for days.
Oh, I mean.
It's worth going to church. It really is. I feel sorry for people that stop going to church because I'm telling you, the best adventures are
there. I got a lot of whippings in church.
But it's also the best place. Oh, I know. Boy, I got whippings, pinches.
Mm-hmm.
I got straight up beatings.
Oh, I did too.
Because there were trees outside.
I put a whoopee cushion underneath one of the ladies in the church. We had all wooden pews. Need I say any more?
Yeah.
Still funny to this day.
No, I know.
This is a goofy show today, isn't it, Joe?
It is. I'm trying to get it back around.
Oh, well,
Easter,
you've done lost it. You just.
Well, this will be an easy question then. Tell me, what does Easter mean to you? Resurrection Day is what I like calling it.
Hope.
Yeah.
It means hope, help.
It does.
Comfort, love. It means all that stuff, all put together in one.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that's always bothered me about Easter.
Tell me.
Is Good Friday.
Yes.
Seems like it's overlooked and pushed to the side.
Right.
And what a day that was.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's the day that made the resurrection possible.
That's right.
But I love Easter. Yes, and I love the dinners and the Easter bunny and the candy. And that's fine.
Yeah.
But it's all made possible.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have any of that had it not been for what Easter really represents.
Yeah.
And that is the resurrection of Christ.
It is true. And you touched on the verse. I don't have time for my whole Devo today because I got to get more songs in. And I've been talking, rambling way too much. But it's 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us, it is the salvation unto the power of God.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people want to shirk away from the message of the cross, but there is no resurrection without the cross and what Jesus did for you and me and what he did in that Garden of Gethsemane. And I'm so glad that you picked. I want to get in as many songs, especially my favorite song. We got to get that in here, but I'm glad you brought in the garden. That is the song. I
do this in most of my concerts.
Really? Oh, I didn't know
this.
I need to go to one of your concerts. I really should. I'm working on a song, actually, that I want to put on a future album where I want to interject the chorus of this. And he walks with me and talks to me. Because
what a song. I mean, just to think that he really does walk with us and talks with us. And he's always right there, Kevin.
Always.
We're not always there.
Yeah.
He is.
It's interesting because it was a garden that Adam and Eve were cast out of, but it was a garden where the redemption plan to bring man back happened. And so it is all about the garden. You want to sing over there?
I'll just sit here. These are easy to sing. Unless you want me to go over there.
I want you to do what you want to do.
I don't care.
I have to fix that mic, though, because I got you.
You want me to go back over there, then?
Go. Ladies and gentlemen, Rick Allen King for this song, In the Garden. I love this song. We've been playing around, but seriously, Jesus is so wonderful and so awesome that he not only is the King that died for us and rose again, but he still walks and talks with us every day. Rick Allen King.
Everyone join in to sing along wherever you're at. Sing along with this song.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling
right here.
He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet that even the birds hush their singing.
Come on, sing it, sing it.
And the melody that he gives to
in this song. Rest assured, there will be a brighter day, probably sooner than we realize. Good to be a Christian, isn't it?
We cannot see through every cloud, the darkness surrounds us and dims our path, but walk on through the shadows. Christ will lead the way. Soon your storm will be over. There'll dawn a brighter day. Oh, the sun's gonna shine again after all the rain, and the flowers will bloom again as they do every spring. So look up to the Lord take courage to just put your faith in God, and He will see. What a promise. Just, all we gotta do is just put our faith and our hope and our trust in Him. That's all He asks. Listen to this verse. The days seem dark. Sometimes my nights are lonely. Tears fall from my eyes like a noonday rain. But in the midst of my trouble, I hear a sweet voice say, soon your storm be over, there'll dawn a brighter day. Oh, the sun's gonna shine again after all the rain, and the flowers will bloom again as they do every spring. So look up to the Lord. Take courage too. Just put your faith in God, and He will see you through. Kevin, just walk on through your shadows. Christ will lead the way.
Microphone and come on over here, and we're going to close. Forgive me for the rambling at the first part of jokes, but you know what? You said it right. There is hope, and that's what Easter means. That's the resurrection is all about. It brings us, it's a blessed hope that He is alive, which means He's coming back again for us.
Yeah.
And anybody that doesn't know Jesus, this is a good time to know Him and have hope again, where you thought that maybe all hope was gone or maybe that life wasn't worth living. He gives you a life worth living. Yeah. I think that's a song. But He gives you a life worth living, and he understands what you're going through, and He knows how to bring you to the other side of that.
You don't have to be in church to do that.
No.
You can do it right where you're at now.
Yeah.
All you got to do is simply believe and ask.
Pray for somebody here before we go. We got 1 minute, but you got a 1 minute prayer in you?
I sure do.
Come on.
Lord, we thank You for who You are, what You are, where You are, why You are.
Yes, Lord.
All of this above.
Thank You,
Lord,
Jesus.
It says many, many times in the Bible that You will never, ever leave us nor forsake us. Lord, I know that we seem to leave You a lot of times, but I'm just so glad I know You're always there. For me, for Kevin, for Lana, and for everyone watching. For without You, we have nothing.
Yes. Thank You, Jesus.
I just thank You for all Your love and Your mercy and all Your goodness. In Your name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well,
He's a good God.
He's a great God. And I think this is the first show in a long time you didn't do "There's Nothing Good My God Can't Do." So you have to do it twice next time when you come back.
Okay.
I love it. But that is the truth. There's nothing God can't do. Let Him do it. Let Him work through your life.
Right.
For sure. For sure. Tomorrow, David and Carrie Smith. But for sure, know that Jesus is the answer for this world today. We'll see you next time. Come on.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
This brings to a close another edition of AM Kevin. We're glad you could join us. If you'd like to contact us, you can call us at 844-47-KEVIN. That number once again is 844-475-3846. Or you can write us at Kevin Shorey Ministries, P.O. Box 222, Pleasant View, Tennessee, 37146. Our email address is kshoreymen@aol.com. And you can visit our website, kevinshorey.com. Join us again next time when we present another edition of AM Kevin. And remember, Jesus is the answer for this world today. AM Kevin is part of the outreach ministry of Kevin Shorey Ministries, Inc., all rights reserved.